Happy Easter to you all. He is risen. He is alive. We are alive to praise Him, worship Him, glorify Him. And it's an amazing day out there. Not many people want to be indoors, but we have chosen and made a decision to be in the presence of the Lord because we know the worth of coming here. Because we are praising the one who is worthy to be praised. We could have been somewhere else on this nice sunny day. But more than that, the one who gave his life to us, the one who paid the ultimate sacrifice, God who sent his only son Jesus to pay for our sins, is worthy to be praised. And that's the reason we are here today, to praise and glorify Him. And it's not only that, it's the special occasion where we remember Jesus has risen and He is alive. He has given life to the hope. We can have hope, but even it can be sometimes a dead hope. Oh yeah, we hope it works fine. But no, it doesn't work fine. It has to have a life to say, you know what? I believe what I believe. And I believe what I hope will happen. And I believe that Jesus, today who we remember that resurrected 2,000 years ago, is same even today. And the power that raised Jesus, the spirit that raised Jesus, is the same even today. Amen. Let's praise God and let me pray before we go to the word of God that God has given me to share this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your leading all this morning in worshiping through the communion. Lord, in everything we did. And also, Lord, we thank you for your leading as we hear your word from you. Thank you that you have chosen me to be a vessel to bring your word today. Lord, I am just a trumpet who makes the sound for you. Let your Holy Spirit lead, guide, and speak to me, speak through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. It's nice, colorful to see Easter when hope came to life. When we are going through this Easter session and some generous people gave a couple of bags to us, Easter eggs and Easter bags they gave us for the boys. So when I was giving those bags to them, I asked, okay, what is Easter to you? And both of them were very excited. You know what? Jesus died on the cross and he rose again. That's amazing, isn't it, to hear? And I repeated the same question. What is Easter to you? They repeated the same answer, saying, Jesus died on the cross and he rose again today. Right. That's a good answer. What happened to the World War or at World War what happened? And you do still remember what happened in that days? Or do you still remember some of these days, somebody's birthday was on St. Patrick's Day or St. David's Day? You do remember those days. But what is special to you when we are talking about Easter? Has Easter become a history? Or has Easter become a day that we celebrate, yes, once 2,000 years ago, this happened. Is that what Easter is to us even today? It is not what about, okay, happened 2,000 years ago. It's not just about we celebrate. There was someone who was living 2,000 years ago, and he died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and then he came to life. I want to relate it today is, what is it to you? What does Easter bring in your life? Raising the dead. When Jesus was raised from the dead, yes, it's an event or it's an occasion. Is that still an event in our life? Or is that just an occasion in our life? Or is that our life? This is where I would like to go through a couple of things that God has laid on my heart. And I would like to also raise this even before I go to the Word. God has laid this afternoon that I would like to have, or I would be here, and few of us will be here to minister after I finished the sermon, after I finished the Word of God. And God has laid strongly on my heart to minister more. It might be a sermon you might have heard. It might be a sermon that you might have kind of heard it so many times because you have had so many Easter celebrated. But I would like to minister what God has laid on my heart today. If we look at Luke chapter 24, it says the heading, He is risen. Luke chapter 24, He is risen. I'm not going to go through all the story because most of us know what happens in the story. The woman who goes there early in the morning to anoint Jesus' body with oil and spices, but they don't find on the first day of the week. But what I would like to look at is a couple of things. Verse 17. Luke chapter 24, verse 17. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Two men on the road to Emmaus, they are traveling. After finding that Jesus is in there, in the Jesus' body is in there in the tomb, and they were just walking and talking about what happened, and they are sad. And somebody comes there, joins the conversation, and asks, what is that you are talking about? What is it that you are looking for a reason? What is it, the conversation? And the question is, I like the reply, what the man answered. Verse 19, he said, then, verse 18, then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which happened there in these days? And he said to them, what things? So they said to them, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth. I would just like to pause there and ask the same question. We talk about the resurrection. We talk about the things and reasonings behind what we are going through, and not realizing who is asking you the question, what are you talking about? We are deeply involved in in so many issues, whether it is the situations and circumstances in our lives, in terms of, you know what, my job is a mess. I'm going through such a difficulty in my job. And I'm going through such a difficulty in my life. And my opportunities haven't risen yet. Though there wasn't opportunities, I couldn't raise up to the opportunity. We'll be talking about these issues. We'll be talking about the relationship issues, what's happening in the families. Probably husband and wife, daughter and mother, son and father. So many relationships. And when we are talking about it, when the things are going about it, when Jesus asks you a question, what actually are you talking about? Don't you know? Are you a stranger? Isn't that sometimes we estrange Jesus to say, Lord, I'm going through so much. Can't you see? Where are you? When he's just next to you asking, what are you talking about? We are so engrossed in that event. We are so engrossed in the circumstances. We are so engrossed in the situations we are going through that we don't recognize when Jesus is asking you a question, what is it you're talking about? And we say, are you a stranger? I don't think it is only me who has been in that situation. Many of us, Jesus, yes. Are you a stranger? We ask to Jesus. But then Jesus asked, what things? What are you talking about? What are the things that you are discussing? And they answer, we are talking about Jesus the Nazareth. Yes, we talk so many things about him, not recognizing who he is. Not recognizing the life that we should be having. Not recognizing the relationship that we have, but we can still talk about him. We can still know about him, but not recognizing who he is in our lives, in certain circumstances, and in certain situations. But the good news is, if it was, as we have been talking about, and pastor preaching on sharing on Good Friday as well, if this story ended where Jesus died on the cross, we wouldn't be sitting here. We wouldn't be talking about Jesus today as they were talking on that day. But the story continued after 3 days, which had more impact, which had more assurance, which had more life and hope that is given to us. And this is where we are looking into what things that God has given. What is Easter to you? And when we are talking about these people went and the angel says, why are you searching him in the among the dead? I got one thing to say here. A faith that does not help you when you are dying won't be much good when you are living. A faith that does not help you when you are dying won't be much good when you are living. If you are talking about, right, I have faith and I press through the situations. But if we look at when Jesus died, if he died there, and if the faith what we have in Jesus, or what Jesus had in Father when he sent him, and being obedient to what Father said, we wouldn't be talking about today. So if that helped during that death, and which resurrected him from the dead, then it can also help us today as we are living. The one which helped him to raise from the dead will make us the same faith to move forward in the life we have today. In spite of all Jesus' teachings, in spite of his assurances, in spite of all his miracles, though Jesus told them, in 3 days, I'm going to be alive. I'm going to be raised from dead. It wasn't that long, I would imagine. He was buried, and then they laid him in the tomb. It's Sabbath, and then we are looking at the day when Jesus raised, the third day, as he mentioned, as he said, he would raise again, he did. But within those days, and when Jesus told them that I'm going to be alive, what happened to their faith? Or what happened in the situation that they couldn't believe, or they couldn't remember that Jesus is going to come alive? And in our situations, we do know. We say, Jesus, Lord, you will never leave us nor. How many times we say that? How many times we pray about it? And then, when the circumstances come, some of us, yes, keep to the promises. Some of us hang on to them. But again, just living in the word that God has given us, living in what he has promised, and recognizing what he has promised, and carrying it forward, these questions wouldn't have been raised. But anyway, in spite of all Jesus' teaching, in spite of his assurances that he would rise at the end of the 3 days, the disciples were still not prepared to look for what took place. But what in this afternoon, I would like to bring up three things that God laid on my heart. What resurrection brought to me, or what this Easter means to me specially, and so that it can help you to go through as well. First one is assurance. When Jesus resurrected, it gave me an assurance. What assurance is this? Assurance depends on an evidence or a proof. I could say, I'll stand by you. I can say to my wife every time, you know what, dear, I love you. And when I wake up, I tell her, I love you. On my wedding anniversary, I tell her, I love you. But in the evening, if I didn't bring a present, no matter how many times I tell I love you, there should be something to show the love. Isn't there? Has to be an evidence. And here Jesus has given us the promises. You know what? I am a good shepherd. A good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. And Jesus exactly did the same. The proof of laying down his life for you and me has happened on that cross. And when he said, I am life, I am the truth, when you talk about, and if he hasn't resurrected, how do we have the evidence to say, yes, Jesus is alive? Yes, people were resurrected when they were dead. And we talk about Lazarus. Yes, he was brought back into life, but he died again. But Jesus didn't. We talk about, okay, people who before Jesus were also brought to life when they were dead. But those people who were brought to back life before Jesus were dead again. But Jesus didn't. He was alive when he was resurrected. And in that life we are looking at, he is life. So I am good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. In John chapter 10 verse 11 it says. And there is that assurance for us. And one of the things, how are we assured? The greatest examples of those people who knew that God was with them. God who laid their life for them. Of course, if we look at it in terms of Old Testament, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were so assured of God protecting them. Even if our God who is capable of protecting us did not protect us, we will still not bow down to the king there. And they were so assured of God's words. They were so assured of his promises. They were so assured that they know our God is with us. And here, the disciples and these two men, when they are walking, though Jesus was asking him the question, what are you talking about? Though he said, they weren't assured. They were not sure of what has happened at that moment. So the first thing that I look at is the assurance that God gives you on this resurrected day. It's not just that happened, Son of God who came down, who died on the cross, and who rose again. It is just not an event. But he gives me that assurance onto my day-to-day life to say, he laid down his life for me. He cares for me. He loves me, and so that I can carry forward no matter what the situations are. And the second one, what he gave to me is the life. One of the things Brother Tony says whenever we see him, I mean, it's very rarely few things that he says good, but no, that's not true. One of the things that I picked up, what he says is, the eternal life is not when you are dead. The eternal life starts when you have given your life to Jesus. And when we look at the dead, I mean, on a resurrected day, I'm talking about this, but it's very important for us to look at it, is when we look at it, and I was studying some of the things, and it came, death is only a door that happens, an event in the process of your eternal life. It's not the beginning. It is when you actually have given to your life to Jesus. And that also assured me, losing my mom recently, and I was kind of looking and searching and all this, knowing, yes, I know, my mom is seated up there in with the angels, praising God, and I have that hope that one day I will see her and I will meet her. And looking at that, but what happened in between is just a door opened for her, an event happened in her life to move on to the next level. But the journey started when she has given her life to Jesus. And for us, again, when I'm going to the assurance, when I'm going through the life when we are talking about, Jesus told, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to Father except through me. He has given that life to us. If he did not resurrect, I'm not sure how much I would actually look without the evidence of when he said life, but he is dead. But now he being resurrected, and now he is being brought to life from that tomb, from that death, I can say, and I can boldly say, I believe in Jesus and I have eternal life. This is where we are looking at in terms of he gave me life, which is not just I have come to know Jesus and I have a life here which is victorious, and also eternal life. I want to look at it on the other side as well. It is not I'm looking at only the eternal life when I die, but you know what? I have the same victorious life now and right here. It's not something that happens when person passes away or called to glory. No, I have life that Jesus has given me right here and in this place, that how he wants me to be. And it's just by the obedience that God gives us the life what he wants us to live. And the next one, Jesus said to Martha, very familiar story of Lazarus. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never ever die. And let me tell you, I wouldn't die. Even if I die, still I live. In the glorious victory that Jesus has already proved to me. It's not that I'm not talking about the myths. I am not talking about the stories. I am not talking about somebody who gave a statement. I am believing it on the truth, on the fact, and on that day when Jesus rose from the dead. So I have eternal life. If anybody asks me, how can you surely say that you are going to go to eternity? I say, I believe in Jesus who was dead and who resurrected to life and he still lives today. And that's why I can say it. Nobody else could say that. There are so many people who are very good and nice people who have already kind of showed the path, okay, this is how to live. But the one who died and resurrected from the dead is only my Jesus, nobody else. That is how I believe. And he is the only way to eternity. He is the only way to the Father. He is gone up there to prepare mansions. He is gone there to prepare a place for me. And I will be there. I will be there certainly. That's the hope. That's the life that God has given me. And we can believe on the word. Because there was an evidence that he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? The exciting news is death could not hold him. And death will not hold you. Death could not hold him. And death could not hold you. You are not in any capture of the death or anything that you are going through. You will move on. You will have that victory. You will be up there with Jesus to say, you know what? Not only up there in the heavens, even today I will rejoice because of the life you have given to me even on this earth right now and right here. Amazing. Amazing life. And God has given us that. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know about you. Even when I look at this, when I was going through this, my spirit and me, I was excited. And nothing. And my wife said the other day, when I was going through and preparing, Joel, I'm feeling very positive. And I thought, that's me, how I'm feeling. Why are you feeling positive? Because the Spirit of God, when it is in you, it is contagious. It brings joy. And it brings the same faith to the person sitting next to you. It brings the same passion that's sitting next to you. It rekindles the light that is in you. They can see the same light. And she said, yes, I'm sure you are feeling positive. I am feeling positive. I know because the Spirit of God, which raised Jesus from the dead, is the same Spirit that lives in me, which is giving me life. And this is what I'm going through. And when we were talking these discussions and we were having this. But praise God. He is the resurrection and he is life. And when Jesus said these words, it is not after he's resurrected, before. But after telling this, if he didn't, this would have been void. But glory to God, he raised from the dead. And God gives us the hope. 1 Peter 1:3. The third one is hope. Praise be to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead. He just did not give me a hope. He just gave me a living hope. Through his resurrection, he gave me a living hope that I will be raised one day. He has given me that whoever is dead, it's not the end of life. People talk about, you know what? While you are on the earth, that's the life. Enjoy it. Eat, drink, marry. Yes, those are the good things to do. Yes. But that's not the end of it there. There's much more. Eat the word of God. drink the Spirit, marry in the presence of God, there's much more we can do. There's much more than after this as well. That's where I'm really, really enjoying and grasping the moment when it is said, you know what, let me live the life of eternity here. It's not somewhere when I get there. No, no, no. My God promised. He has given me the hope, a living hope. Why do I have to hope for some time which is far away? I want to live that life right now, as if I am now living in eternity. And I know I am living that life here. Right. This is what, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, it gives me a living hope. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for hope. And I, as I mentioned, the reason for the hope I have is my God, my Jesus, my Lord, resurrected from the dead. There is an evidence. So what I believe, what I say, I am ready. I am ready to ask anybody who asks the questions, whatever the matter, wherever I am, if a question is asked, I have a reason for it. I am not blindly led into some hope or hoping it works. No, no, I have assured hope, a living hope that God has given me through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Titus chapter 2 verse 13. This is exciting. And I can't really explain how much I get excited about this. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of glory of our great God, Savior Jesus Christ. He is coming soon. That's the hope I have. And I am waiting. You know what? We just wait for some times. When we look for some things, you know, we ordered something on eBay, Amazon and all. We just wait for them. And they give you a date saying, and the time saying, right, I am on my way. I'll be delivering you from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. or something. And you just keep waiting. And especially some of the offices, I know I have been hearing from somebody who has been waiting from morning, because they send you the letters. Our maintenance team or repairs will come between 9 and 5. So you'll be waiting all day. Horea knows more about that than me, but yes. You'll be waiting. And they send you a letter and you believe, yes, they will come. Yes, most of the times they turn up. And some of the times, next day, you get delivered. You're waiting for something. But what I am waiting is different, which is assured. There is definitely an evidence that Jesus, when he said he is a sheep, he would give his life for his sheep. So he died on the cross. I know there is an evidence. Jesus, when he said, I am the resurrection and I am the life, I know he is resurrected from the dead and he is alive. So I know he is alive. And thirdly, when Jesus says, he is coming back soon. I know he's coming back soon. And there is hope. Yes, he's coming back. There is nothing that stops to make me believe that he's not going to come. He is coming soon. And that's the glorious moment we are waiting for. That's the glorious moment everyone is looking for. Even if you are assured of it, yes, the assurance is he is coming back. And even if you are having a life, yes, the life is that he is coming back and I'll spend the rest of my life or eternity with him. I'm still with that. And the best of all, when he's coming, I'm just waiting. I am waiting. But this is not a waiting which will kind of make you to wait and lose hope, but it is a waiting which makes you a desire which burns you to look forward to. Yes, but in the meantime, the work that He has given to us to accomplish, that's important as well. As we are waiting, there are people out there who needs that assurance from Lord Jesus. There are people out there who needs that life. They are still breathing, but people who have lost the hope, people who have lost their life or living altogether, but they are still breathing. But this resurrection, this day, I know what I am looking up to. I know what I'm looking forward to. That glorious day, our great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, when He comes back, and I have that glorious hope that I'm waiting for. This last one thing, and I would like to finish it up here. And as I said, I would just like to pray and minister to people this afternoon as we are here. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And one, when Jesus has given me that assurance, there is power. The power comes when we receive the Holy Spirit. When you receive the power, what we are talking about, what we are living the testimony about, what the assurance that we are talking about is the power that comes when the Holy Spirit comes on us. And that is the same power which resurrected Jesus is also within us, which we are living today. And Jesus asked, while we are waiting for His glorious return, knowing that we have assurance in Jesus, knowing we have life in Him, knowing we have hope in Him, we are also to be witnesses to the whole world. We have to be witnesses to the people in Hemel Hempstead who don't have that hope, who don't have that life, and spreading that, as I mentioned, when the power of the Holy Spirit is in us, people know it, people see it, people experience it, people feel it. What is it? What is the reason for your hope? It is Jesus, who raised from the dead, is my hope. Who raised from the dead is my life. He's raised from the dead is my assurance. This afternoon, I would like to just spend a few minutes in praying and also asking you the question. I would like to ask you to close your eyes. And no matter what the situations you are going through, no matter what is happening in your life, where you think it has been so long that I can't see any light at the end of this tunnel, may that be in the relationship. May that be the doctor's report which said, you know what, it might not look what you wished for. May it be the children who are not behaving. God has given us the assurance this afternoon. That happened 2,000 years ago. God, who has has given us the evidence which I do believe in. The Holy Spirit which raised Jesus from the dead on that day is the same power even today. The power that Jesus has and the Holy Spirit who is amongst us is bigger than your problem, is bigger than your situation. For all week we have been singing, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. We have been singing that and we are experiencing the breakthrough. The boundaries need to be broken. It is only through the Spirit of God, the power that Jesus gives us. If we are confined with the limitations that we think, yes, this is where I am,